The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates, well, tabletop games, really.
My stuff getting moved.
This week, we are playing a game called Timeline. Now, this is a game that is put out by Asmodee, Asmodee.com.
Asmodee.
This was a game that I found, man, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago when we went to Nerdtacular and we went to the game shop, and this was a little checkout game. At the checkout counter, it was a brand new game at the time. And the idea is, in Timeline, is that we have four cards in front of us that represent or have an event or something that happened in history. And on the flip side, which we're not supposed to look at the backside until we play the card, we are trying to guess the date that this goes into in a giant timeline. So what happens is we've got a card that we'll start out with. So the card that we're starting out with is Vikings loot the tomb of Charlemagne, and this took place in 1882. So for the rest of the game...
882,
sorry. For the rest of the game, we are going to use our cards and try to figure out if our card goes before this event or after this event. And then so like...
And then before and after each other.
And then before and after each other. And so just so we can kind of set this up and make it easy, because I've got one of the easiest cards to play... One of my cards is the Earth is formed, right? So I know that this happened prior to 1882. So I'm going to put it to the left of 1882.
Also happened prior to 882.
Yeah, 882. Yes. then to check, now I can flip the card over. Okay. And it says what? 1 billion BC or something? 4 billion BC.
Minus 4,550,000,000.
There you go.
BC.
Right.
Yeah. Minus.
Okay. So if I was wrong, that card would go into the discard, and I would draw another card without looking at the back, because that's where the date is, and put it down in front of me.
Okay.
The first person to have no cards in front of them is declared the winner.
Okay, so what happens if you're wrong?
Then that card goes in the discard, and you draw another card.
Oh, okay. It's the next person's turn.
Yeah, and it is the next person's turn.
Okay.
Awesome.
Now, the rules say the youngest person is going to start first, but because I had this one and it served as a prime example,
that's great.
We are going with the oldest person first. So,
does that mean it's my turn?
I think it is your turn now, Rob.
All right.
It's pretty simple rules. Yeah. Now, the hard part is, and the reason I like this, and I had originally gotten this because I was like, ooh, this would be a good game for my son so he can learn history.
Sure.
And learn important dates in history. But he has not gotten to that age yet where... I mean, he's now at that age to play this game.
Mm.
So, I like history. I don't know about you guys.
Huh?
Yeah. I find some interesting things about it.
But I'm so bad at dates, though.
Yeah. That's the problem.
But that's the other thing. You don't have to say, well, this occurred in 1297.
Yeah, that's true.
You just
true.
Have to say it happened before or after these other events on the table.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put in Alea Jacta Est.
Okay.
Which was spoken by Caesar and probably butchered by Rob.
Okay.
Between... The formation of the Earth and 882, which is when the Vikings did stuff.
Okay.
And I am correct, because it was in negative 49.
All right. So Rob is down to three cards. I am down to three cards.
All right, then. I will play a card, and it's going to be the sinking of the Titanic. And I believe that happened after 882. So I'm going to put that over there. And look, it happened in 1912.
Very good.
Yay.
See, this isn't as hard as you guys thought it was, right?
Great.
And now no pressure.
Until we get into some weird ones.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Lordy, lordy. I'm going to say the start of the barbarian invasions happened between Alea Iacta Est and Vikings loot the tomb of Charlemagne. 375.
All right. Good job. Mine.
Is that how you would pronounce that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat your babies? No.
Yeah.
Because it's Latin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aleacta
Est.
Yeah.
Isn't
that's what the
pronounced
what the cast the die is the cast blizzard. Or to cast a die or
the blizzard group uses that.
The frog pants.
Frog pants people. Group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so my turn. I'm going to go with the domestication of the dog. I'm going to say that it happened between the Earth is Formed and Caesar. And I am minus 12,000 BC. I am correct. All right, Rob.
I've got one that I really don't want to play.
I know, so some of these, and this is, I think, where it depends on how you're going to play this game, because you could throw out, oh, the Earth is formed, and use that as your first one.
Yeah.
But then hopefully each of the other ones are fairly obvious, too. But, you know, you may get into something where it's like, wow, which of these events actually did happen before?
The Earth is formed is the last card I would have played.
I know, that's, yeah.
But I'm going with the invention of the elevator happened before the Titanic, but after the Vikings raid on Charlemagne's tomb.
1857.
I was correct.
Oof. Oh, my turn.
Yes, it is.
I am going... Crapes. I'm just going to play these ones. I'm going to play King Kong. I think that happened after Titanic, and if it's not right, then
after the Titanic,
feel really stupid. Yeah. 1933.
Good job.
Yay.
I couldn't remember if it was 33 or 34.
Yep. Let's see. I am going to play the end of the Hundred Years' War.
Oh, no.
In between Vikings and the invasion of the elevator.
And you are?
Correct.
Yay.
All right, so mine is going to be a little bit more tough here. I've got the first crossing of the channel by hot air balloon. And I'm going to say that it happened between 1453 and 1857.
Ooh.
That's going to be a tough one. And I am correct. 1785.
All right.
Wow, our timeline. I mean, we're either really good guessers or...
I think that's it. Yeah, that's exactly it. We're actually pretty good at guessing so far.
So far.
Now watch us, spend four turns drawing cards and we try to place the last card.
I'm going
to
place the Founding of the Pony Express.
Ooh.
Oh. I know it's before the Titanic. Yeah, because the Titanic had telegraph.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's before the elevator.
It's the risk you run, Rob.
I'm going to put it between the two.
All right. And you are...
Correct.
1869.
Oh, wow.
60. I thought it was
1860. There you go.
I thought it was before the elevator. Nice. Oh, my turn.
That was a good lucky guess, Rob.
Yeah, I thought it was before the elevator, too, which is why I played the elevator first and found out the elevator is a lot older than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Now I have to draw on my non-existent knowledge of Chinese history and try to figure out when the Great Wall of China was built. I think the Great Wall of China is super-duper old.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go before Caesar.
But, yeah, before Caesar? Okay.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yep. Oh, look at that. It's much older than I thought it was. Negative 221.
Where were you expecting it?
I thought maybe like 100, maybe.
Not that much older than you thought it was, considering.
Well, no.
It's only about 100 years.
That's not that many.
In a lifetime, right,
Rodrigo.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to figure out when the Battle of Alesia was.
What is the Battle of Alesia, Rodrigo?
I have no idea. Never heard of it. So I'm just going to assume, I'm just going to hope that it happened during the Hundred Years' War. And place it once again between Vikings and the Hundred Years' War.
Okay, and you are
Wrong.
Super wrong.
Ouch. Oh, wow. So that card gets discarded, and you draw another card.
What do you get?
Decolonization of Africa.
Ooh.
Parenthesis, end.
All right. This is me for the win.
Do you have the beginning?
Yes, I have the beginning.
Nice. Oh.
So, you know, that's going to be at least, you know...
Not if Steven wins it here.
And this might be hard because it is the first edition of the Times newspaper.
Oh.
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 Oh, jeez.
I'm going to say it happened between 1785 and 1857.
Yeah.
And I am 1788.
Correct.
Wow.
Wins it. For the win. That is, you know, it is challenging, I think.
Yeah.
For a lot of these things. Why don't we just gather these cards up?
I want to see if I get mine. I was going to put mine. That's fine.
See if my last one would have been the colonization of Africa start between 882 and 1453.
Oh, my God, really? Wow, yep.
All right.
I was going to put my Knights Templar in between Caesar and, what is this? The barbarian invasions.
Oh, no.
And,
no, it would have been like...
It was way off. It was way off.
Yeah, the Knights Templar are like a Christian organization. So it would have to be after.
Way all after. I can remember is something about the Assassin's Creed games.
All right, so put these in the discard. Let's do another one real quick, since this was a pretty short episode.
Well, all the Assassin's Creed games...
When did the decolonization of Africa start, Rob?
You mean the colonization? I had the colonization.
Oh, okay.
Was in 18... Or was... 1454.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
When would the decolonization end?
1945.
Wow.
Right, so do we want to...
Gracious.
Yeah, we'll just set these aside. And we will...
The invention of the cartoon.
Yeah, I never got around to it.
We will do these cards up.
The thing is, if you shoveled those back in and we got them again, like, I wouldn't remember any of those days.
Oh, no. I don't like mine.
All right, so the top card gets flipped, and we are looking at Casanova breaks out of jail in 1756.
Oof.
Gosh.
Well, since I won last time, Rob, why don't you start this time?
Okay.
I'm supposed to keep this down.
1756. Well, I'm going to go with the Great Fire of Rome. Happened before that.
Okay.
In 64.
All right. Zach?
I am going to go with the fall of Constantinople, not Istanbul, in between 64 and 1756. Oh, look at that. 1453.
So what happens... So there's that.
Uh-huh.
And there was another one in the previous one that was also 1453.
I think you could, in a vein of a tie, I mean, if you were to put it between 1453 and 1756, I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, you'd be fine as long as it's touching another 1453.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with I Have a Dream, famous Martin Luther King speech, after Casanova breaks out of jail in 1765 or 1756. And in fact, it was in 1963.
All right. I'm going to go with the discovery of the source of the Nile by a European going between 1756 and 1963, and it is 1860. So I am correct.
That's not entirely accurate. Is highly contested.
Well, says the lit major.
I wasn't a lit major. I was a writing major.
Oh, okay.
Also, I only know that because of Top Gear.
I see.
Because that was their Africa special, was find the source of the Nile. I'm going to go with the crucifixion of Jesus.
Okay.
Being before the Great Fire of Rome.
Makes sense.
Yep.
At 30.
Okay.
Good gracious, I'm not going to get any of these right. Let's see. Let's go with the first newspaper photo is going to be before 1860 and after 1756. No,
nope.
1880.
Wow.
Gosh. Dang it.
Take the next card
off. That's the next one. the Chernobyl disaster.
Okay.
Well, that's a simple one, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, until someone else plays more cards.
All right. I'm going to say the dolmens are actually before the crucifixion of Jesus.
I think so.
No. But apparently they are.
What's the dolmens?
Negative 3,500.
What are the dolmens?
They're these rock statues, or, yeah. European rock statues?
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Rock formation things?
Yeah, sweet. They're like Stonehenge's of the little sea. Brother.
Sweet.
I think they're also on the British Isles.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've got the first Viking raids, which is tough. I'm going to go after... Gosh, that is tough.
Is it?
Well... I'm going to go with after the great fire of Rome, but before the fall of Constantinople, 789. So I'm correct.
Yeah, I was going to say that one, based from the last game, that one was easy because the Vikings were in 882. The Vikings raiding Charlemagne's tomb was in 882.
Should be around for a long time.
Yeah, but that would have not been the first Viking raid.
No, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, would have been between these two, or would have been between these two? That's the question. All right.
This is going to be my hard one. Start of the American Civil War.
That one is going to be really kind of easy.
I know it's in the 1860s.
Okay.
I don't remember if it started in the 1860s or the 1850s.
Okay.
I'm going with in the 1860s, so between the discovery of the Nile and Martin Luther King. And I'm right with 1861.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Let's see which event Zach can't put in the right spot first. I have honestly no idea when Chernobyl happened.
Oh, really?
Nope. None whatsoever. I know...
Youngin.
Well, let's see. Nope, that doesn't help me at all. Bombs. America.
Merc.
Nope, really don't know. I'm just going to put it before Martin Luther and see what happens.
Before Martin Luther?
Yep.
Nope.
Did I get it?
Nope.
Oh, jeez.
It only happened like 20, well, what, 30 years ago now?
Yeah, about, most of us were 30 alive.
Years ago. 86.
Yeah. Approaching 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I remember when that happened.
Mm.
I don't.
Well,
yeah.
All right, there you go.
Okay, draw another card, Zach.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been two.
The First Crusade.
All right. I'm going to try to place Napoleon named Emperor.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I think is, like, surprisingly late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
isn't... Yeah.
I'm going to place it... between the fall of Constantinople and Casanova... Out of jail.
No.
1804.
Wow.
It was not. Yeah. That was my.
Wow.
Because I think, isn't. I was going to say, yeah, yeah. It's one of those weird facts of like, if someone is. Like the oldest people now, or someone was like, they were born closer to Napoleon's rule than we are now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were born in like 1800 or 1900s.
Yep.
So, instead, I draw the discovery of Nazca geoglyphs.
Okay. I'm going to go with the death of Joan of Arc between 789 and 1453. And it's, 1431.
Ooh.
Right. So,
that
Rob,
was close.
This was.
Oh, I'm going to win right now. Public access to the internet is after Martin Luther King.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yep. 1990. Good job, Rob.
Oh, yeah. That one was an easy one. I'm like, oh, that's a gimme.
Would have been.
This is actually kind of a fun game.
Oh, my God.
I kind of like this, and I think it kind of gives you an idea of, number one, gives you some historical information to maybe go and explore, at least if you're thinking about it in a timeline, if you want to find out more about it. But it also, I think, puts into perspective, when did these things happen?
The perspective thing, yeah. How expensive was the game?
I don't know. I want to say like $15 maybe. Like I said, I bought it a couple of years ago. It doesn't have a price on it.
Yeah.
No, not on the... It would have on the wrapper.
Which you probably got rid of ages ago. Oh, really?
Yeah, I probably would have gotten rid of it ages ago, yeah.
Yeah. You've had it for like 4 years.
Yeah.
The replayability on this is very, very low for me.
I think in... It depends on how often you play it. If you played this 3 times a year...
If you played this 3 times a year, you'd be pretty close to knowing it pretty well, yeah. I'd say.
Like, I mean, I was
already
starting... If
you played this once a year...
Yeah, I was already
starting to figure some cards out. We have 100 cards. First Ancient Olympic Games.
Well, I don't
the
know the
actual... The Discovery of the Shallot.
The Discovery of the Shallot?
Yep.
What's the thing?
That would be after
Gene
the Shallot? Olympic Games.
Yes, Gene Shallot.
Well, it's supposed to be a quick game.
Yes, it is a very quick game. I mean, we play two games in less than 30 minutes.
Have it memorized, like, well, you slip up once and you might, other people we might play with might take
it
over.
The other issue, or the issue that I have with it, is that there's no way to catch up.
Yeah.
If you get behind, then that's it. You know, like, there is a possibility that you will have this winning card in your hand, right? Like Rob did.
Right.
Rob was just sitting there with his card, and Zach wasn't going to win, and I wasn't going to win. Who went first?
I did. Rob did.
Oh,
Rob did.
Then, yeah, there's no way anybody else was going
to
win.
Huge advantage to whoever goes first.
Whoever goes first has a huge advantage.
I can see why they said the youngest person should go first, because they're usually going to have the least history.
Yep.
But I googled this, and I think there's a couple different iterations of the game, right?
They have a literature one. They have a I was trying to look. I was also looking up and see which ones they had. But I knew they had a literature one, and I think they have a science one.
You're going to find people who are, like, if you get the one that you're actually going to be into, you're going to be even better at it.
Well, yeah. And I mean,
like,
so we got, like, the Wall of China in it, but other than that, this was also very Eurocentric, either European or American history. Which is understandable from the game designer's perspective, because they're like, well, we're going to sell this in the United States, so what are people going to be familiar with? But then again, we only saw what...
Yeah, they have a timeline called Inventions, cards. Which I think would be interesting. Yeah. When did these inventions happen? So, yeah, there are a couple of these out there. I think it's fun. I think it's educational. I think this is something that I would... That my oldest is definitely going to sit down and play. He's off on spring break this week, depending on when you're listening. Hello, future people.
Hello,
future people. But you can play this with 2 to 8 players. Takes about 15 minutes, which we've seen play exactly that each time for ages 8+. So I think this is right up that... thing.
Chinese calligraphy. The calligraphy.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I was saying we only we saw 45 cards, right? So
yeah, something like that.
The release of Nelson Mandela.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's it seems mostly Eurocentric.
Well, this is a French company. So you've got that going for you. They did merge with what is the name of the company? Timeline Discoveries card game. Let's see. They merged with Fantasy Flight in 2014. So there you go. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed it. I liked it. I found it that at least for a while, I think that there's playability in this.
Yeah. This is going to be a game that I'm not going to be able to play more than a few more times.
You think?
I retain information better than most people.
Right.
I understand that much. But like, I feel that even some people who don't retain it, it's not something that they're going to be able to play a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I mean, I think we'll be able to get some mileage out of this with my son. So
sure.
Oh yeah, totally.
I enjoyed it, and really for what we paid for it, it was it's worth the price. I mean, the art on this is fantastic. Cards are small, but that makes it very portable to take with you. You know, you don't need something that's a big full-size card. I mean, these are, what, quarter-size cards?
Third, I think.
Third-size cards, yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
The abolition of the death penalty
in France.
Yeah.
1970.
1981.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it was way later than I expected. And it wasn't even just the death penalty. They still used the guillotine up to that point.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy. All right, everybody. If you have played Timeline or any of the Timeline games from Asmodee or now Fantasy Flight, I wonder if it changed up since the time that this was first printed.
Maybe.
I'm trying to look and see if
there's one of the cards is Asmodee changes to Fantasy Flight.
What? We got this game so far ahead of time. This one was first edition. I don't see a first edition printing on here. But I do remember when we were in the card shop, the guy was like, yeah, these games just came out, so grab them now. So, all right. Podcast at MajorSpoilers.com. Use the comment section. Let us know if you've played this Timeline game before, whether you agree with Rob in that for most people it would be limited playability past four times, or if there are, you know, chances to do this again and again and again. And I'd be curious if this would be a good, if there are any educators out there, maybe you should show this to your wife, yes, to see if this would be something that could be used in the classroom as a teaching aid in history.
So, that one I would 100% agree with.
Yeah. In fact, I may, depending on how this goes with my son, I may just donate it to the after-school program, because those kids love to play board games. So
that'd be cool.
All right, everybody, remember, if you fail to learn history, you're going to repeat it.
Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.